Okay. Our scripture lesson this morning is from two places. The first reading is from Acts chapter 7, verses 55 to 60. It's found on page 1085 if you like to follow along. Acts 7, 55 to 60. Where we are about to read is the early church has begun. They begin to organize themselves and to do the work of ministry. In chapter 6, they appoint seven deacons to do the work of mercy, to do the work of service, and Stephen is one of those deacons who has been selected, and he's been doing his ministry, telling everybody about Jesus Christ, and he has been brought before the Pharisees to talk about his faith. And as he was talking about his faith, obviously the Pharisees and Sanhedrin, they did not want to hear what Stephen had to say. And also, Stephen was kind of really full of the Holy Spirit, so he said some of the things that really, really offended the Pharisees. And so that's kind of where we are. So right now, it's a very tense moment in this room as Stephen is witnessing to his faith. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." At this, they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. Our second reading is from the 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 to 10. It's found on page 1201 in the Pew Bible in front of you. And this is what Peter writes to the church. "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.' Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, this stone, the builders rejected, has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." This is word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? We thank you, O Lord, for the words that are read and are going to be proclaimed. May the Holy Spirit minister to us, fill our hearts and our minds, so that as we hear your words, we will gain new insight, we will see your truth, and we will turn our lives towards you so that we can be the living stones that are built into the spiritual house that you are building for our world. We thank you for ministering to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Jerusalem, in Israel, in Palestine, stones are commonplace. It was so in Jesus' time, through the biblical times, and it still is today. Everywhere you go, from the banks of the Dead Sea to the summits of the Holy Mountain, stones are everywhere. From the ruins of the Wall of Jericho to Jerusalem, there are just rocks everywhere. And so it's no surprise that stones are also everywhere throughout the scriptures, throughout the Bible. In the Old Testament, in Genesis, whenever they wanted to commemorate God, they would put an altar of stones, like a pile of stones, basically. In the Psalms, when King David wanted to find an image to express who God is, he uses the image of rock to express his understanding of God. So he says in Psalm 31, "Incline your ear to me, rescue me speedily, be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress." So all throughout the scripture, if you read, there are actual stones or images of rock. You know, just rocks are everywhere. So in our scripture reading from Acts today, Stephen, one of the deacons, was accused of blasphemy and brought before the council. When he was given the opportunity to defend himself against the charge, he chose instead to preach a sermon of who Jesus Christ is. And in a way, he was charging them for their unbelief. So by verse 54, where we started reading, his accusers were furious. How dare he? And Stephen was not even a Jew. He was a Greek Jew. And so he, as he was sharing his vision, "Oh, look, I am seeing Jesus seated at the right hand of God," these people just went crazy. And they were just so upset, so angry, they just drove Stephen out of the city, and they just started stoning him. See, what they did actually is provided in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, saying that whenever there's someone who blasphemes God, this is what you do to that person. So in Leviticus 24, it says, "One who blasphemes the name of the Lord shall be put to death. The whole congregation shall stone the blasphemer, aliens as well as citizens, when they blaspheme the name, shall be put to death." So again, the way, you know, the means to do it is using the stone, because stones were everywhere. So the council, when they drove Stephen out, they started to throw stones at him. And they stoned him to death. And with his dying breath, Stephen forgave those who were stoning him to death. And then, in the second reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter encourages the church to become, to come to Christ, the living stone. And we are also to be the living stone ourselves, to let ourselves be built into a spiritual house for Jesus to, for Jesus is the cornerstone of this spiritual house. So the two passages that we read this morning, one uses a stone as a weapon to destroy life. And second reading talks about stone that can be built into a spiritual house that protects and that gives life. So it's the same stone that can be used to destroy or be built into something that can give life. Ripara la mia chiesa, rebuild my church, are the words Francis of Assisi heard coming from the figure of Christ painted on the cross, which hung in the tumble-down chapel of Saint Damien, where he had gone one day to pray. So Francis took these words quite literally and set himself to the task of rebuilding this chapel that was crumbling. As he is working to rebuild this chapel, looking for stones to put on top of each other, people began to join him in the effort to rebuild this church, but also at the same time, people began to join his movement to identify themselves with those who are the poorest, who are the least, who are the last. And so the Friar Minor was born in the 13th century Italy, a brotherhood who gather to minister and serve those who are among the poor because they have taken the vow of poverty. And in the midst of all this, Francis began to understand the word of Christ, rebuild my church, was not just to rebuild the physical building of the church, but he began to see what he meant, to rebuild the church. The church is not the building that we see. The church is each and every one of you. The people is what makes the church. A stone can be used to destroy, to kill, or stones can be used to build, to bring life. And what Peter is encouraging us is that all of us, we are to become that living stone, that all of us, when we are built together, when we come together, that we become that house, a spiritual house that gives life, that builds life, that builds the kingdom of God in our midst. So on this Mother's Day, as we ponder, so how can we become the living stone? Maybe we can look to our mothers, and from their example, we can glean the ways that we can become the living stones. How has your mother, how has the mothers in your life have shown you to be the living stones? Just call out. What have you experienced in your mother or in the mothers around you who have helped to build your life, who have given you life? Unconditional love. Yes. Anyone else? Kindness and caring.
Encouragement.
Anyone else?
Forgiveness.
Anyone else? Patience. Anything else?
Stoicism.
Okay. So not expressing the pain inside, but trying to put a good front so you wouldn't worry.
Endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Nurturing.
Yeah. Hope. Mm-hmm. So all of these qualities that we have received from our mothers are also the same qualities that we have received from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as He gave Himself to us and as He has become the cornerstone. And so as we celebrate our mothers today, as we remember them, or as we join together around the meal table, I want to encourage all of us to remember, as they have been the living stones in our lives, that we are also called to be the living stones. So that rather than using our lives to destroy someone else, or using our lives to bring sadness and sorrow to others, that we can use our lives to bring life, to bring joy, to bring blessing to everyone who are around us, near and far. So it's same stone that can be used to destroy something, or that can be used to build something. And Peter encourages us that we are to be the ones that are built into spiritual house, and that we are the stones, living stones, to give life. So we do that as we honor Jesus Christ our Lord, and also as we honor our mothers. Amen.